Mobile.
ZLK Mobile. WZM N4ZLK.
WZM, good to see you again, Shane.
Breaking up a little bit, but I heard you. Yeah, it was good to see you too, face to face. Just be careful out there today.
This radio is acting a little funny. Hang on.
Go ahead.
It was, for some reason, when I started to talk, I was hearing myself come through my headset. So I was like, huh, that's strange. Not sure how good of a copy you're going to have on me down here on my voice road now. Now I'm farther from the repeater. And I got the dump bed behind me blocking my signal to the repeater. So I'm probably not getting in that well now.
You got noise on it, but I couldn't understand what you're saying. Do you know Matt W... No, KG4MC? Is that what it is, KG4MC? Yeah, I don't know if you heard me or not.
K4WZM. I was saying the dump bed is blocking my signal to the repeater, so I'm having a hard time getting in.
Pick that time. I don't know if you can hear me, but you were in into the repeater perfectly.
I moved where the radio was in the truck. I put it against the driver's side window. Now it works great.
I asked you, the net controller on Thursday night, is it WG4MC, is that it, or KG4MC?
WG4MC, that is correct, and his name is Matt.
Very blank. I was there at that QT pumping one fuel one night going home, and he was in the next stall over, and he saw my tag, so he came over and said hello.
Pretty cool. I'm trying to remember, there's another guy I've seen before, mobile around. I can't remember who, it was Tommy in Southern Greenville County. I can't remember his call sign. K4XB, that's what it is. I've seen him before mobiling around downtown Greenville. And then I found N0TR in person recently in Greer.
Whipped by me one time. I like to tease him because I know he likes to. He's got that radar in his car, so he was moving pretty good. Of course, I was in the truck, so I couldn't keep up with him.
Yeah, this truck here is governed at 70.
Governed at 68. We've got some that they call them mileage runs, where they'll they go further. They still do it in, you know, 10 to 12 hours, but they're bumped up to 72. But for the most part, can't go much over 68.
It's really aggravating on places like 26 when you try to get around people or someone's trying to get around you.
By the hour, I just drive along. I don't really care. If I'm, especially if I'm on, you know, around town, it doesn't matter anyway. But if I'm on a route or headed somewhere else, they even tell us, we don't want you chasing bumpers, trying to pass people all the time. We'd rather you get there safe and take a little extra time. So I'm happy with that.
I got you. That makes sense. Yeah, a lot of times I just set my cruise and just let the truck go. It does its own thing. And I don't have too much to worry about doing that.
Our guys, they'll set the cruise 55, 56 miles an hour, and they just, and some of those nighttime guys will do that. If I'm doing that, I'm ready to get there. I'm not trying to speed, but I don't like hanging back either, especially when I start getting sleepy.
Feel advanced, I extremely rarely ever feel sleepy while driving. Even if I didn't get much sleep, it's really unusual for me to feel sleepy, maybe once a month at most. And it's not even bad when that happens, it's just a little bit.
You have an issue, but sometimes at nighttime, you get about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and the roads are dead and you're just driving along, sometimes you get a little sleepy.
Do you not have a set schedule then? Your schedule varies depending on the day?
I'm running a route that's around town, but we can change routes every 6 months. They call it bidding, but it's all seniority. So if I wanted to go to a nighttime run, I could do that every 6 months. I like it in the daytime, especially in the summertime, you know, because a lot of long hours, and I like the sun, and just the nighttime work is easier because you're not delivering any, making any deliveries, touching any boxes, you're just pulling trailers. But I do sleep better, obviously, at nighttime than I do in the day, so I just feel a little better when I'm working days.
I can understand that. I used to work night shifts. I did enjoy it. But during the daytime, I would normally sleep about 3 to 5 hours in the morning and then 3 to 5 hours right before I got going. So I got 8 hours of sleep, but it was broke up in two pieces. And in the middle of the day, around lunchtime, I was actually awake out doing things. And then I go back to bed in the afternoon.
I tried doing stuff when I got home. I tried going to bed first thing. Tried getting up a little bit in the middle of the day, and it just, once I was up, I couldn't, it was hard to go back to sleep, so it just, I don't know, I just feel a little better if I sleep at night and work during the day.
I understand that.
I went to Atlanta for a year, a couple of years ago, but a couple of weeks ago, they had an Atlanta driver, a truck driver that got, somebody robbed him, actually climbed in the truck with him. I think he'd made a stop to get a drink or something. Held him at gunpoint, had him drive down the road, and then they tied him up, threw him in the back of the truck, broke open the truck, and went through and stole a bunch of packages, and then left him in the back of the truck.
That's rough. And that'd be exactly why, if I was doing a job like that, that would always carry. I wouldn't care if it was against company policy. Hey, they won't find out unless I actually have to use it. And if I have to use it, there's going to be a very good reason.
Sentiment, but it's a huge no-no at the company I work for. They're pretty scared of those things. They say, just do whatever they tell you. And I'm like, well, within reason, I'll be glad to hand them the keys. And you know, they can take the truck. I don't care about that. They can burn it for all I care. But I'm not going to do everything they tell me.
That's an adventure I hope I never, ever, ever have to deal with.
It was a bad part of town. I think he was a local guy that was, there's some 24-hour work that he was making some pickups from, so the normal route, you're probably pull out of the building and you're on the interstate pretty quickly, and you know, it's pretty safe.
Some of the roughest areas I've been in the Atlanta area is College Park and East Point. It doesn't get a whole lot rougher than that. That's on the outskirts of the airport, but it's not a good side of town at all.
A few times. All right, Daniel, I'm pulling in, so I'm going to go ahead and go. Good to hear you. Good to see you this morning, and hope you have a good day and be safe. KJ4, WMZ, I think, N4ZLK.
Go ahead, and I'll catch up with you later. Been good talking to you, and you have a safe trip. KJ4WZM, and I'll be clear. N4ZLK, KJ4WZM, 73. See you. Have a great one.